CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming the dusty one, Indiana Honlein, with his bag of tricks. Indiana, that's a very handsome amulet you have in your hand. Where'd you find it?
Near the ancient Arbel Synagogue, which is south of, this is an area south of Tel Aviv, which is quite remarkable that we are able to find this kind of an artifact dating back to the 5th century, which was the Byzantine period. And it's a time when the Jerusalem Talmud was being codified in the Galilee by the Jewish sages. And on one side of the amulet, you see a galloping rider encircled by a halo, thrusting a spear towards a fallen female figure, and the words, "The one God who conquers evil." And beneath the horse's legs is the Greek version of God's name. On the back is the eye pierced, an eye pierced by an arrow and threatened by wild beasts. They think that this was meant to ward off demons to the early owner, and part of what they call Solomon's seals, which go back to the 5th and 6th century amulets that were probably made in the Galilee and in Lebanon, in Levant. And the rider is depicting overcoming the evil spirit, in this case, the female identified with the mythological figure Jello, who threatens women and children. And the discovery near the ancient synagogue showed that they may have filtered into the Jewish community as well, not just the Christian or Gnostics, that the amulet was found in an area of Jewish settlement near this very ancient synagogue from the 5th century.
It was meant to protect women and children from the evil eye, which is quite clearly marked on the reverse of the amulet. Now, Indiana, we go to a discovery that dwarfs anything that we've dealt with before, back to 120 and 140,000 years ago in a site called Nesher Ramla. What have you found?
Nesher Ramla is an area south of Tel Aviv. Bones that were found in an Israeli quarry that are a branch of human development, they say, from 120 to 140,000 years, according to Israeli scientists. This area in south of Tel Aviv was excavated in 2010, and it was a big mystery because they couldn't figure it out. Now they believe that this is another one of those missing links, that Neanderthals and Homo sapiens shared the area. In Europe, it was believed that Homo sapiens came in after Neanderthals, but while both coexisted for a short period, here they're saying it was for more than 100,000 years, and they share features, the Nesher Ramla humans share features of both, which shows that they probably interacted, and that this type of Homo is very unlike modern humans in that they have a different skull structure, no chin, and very large teeth, which was true of Neanderthals. And this is it's a very exciting scientific discovery, and will help explain a lot of other human fossils that have been found, another piece to the puzzle of human development.
And where is the quarry, Indiana? Where is the quarry? Is it near Tel Aviv?
In Nesher Ramla. That is the name of the place.
Indiana Honlein, the dusty one, the bag of tricks, out for more adventures. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.